Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, reading various verses. This is our first lesson for today, this Transfiguration Sunday. You may be seated. Dear friends of Christ, when you were younger, your mom warned you not to stare at the sun, and for good reason. Doing so would damage your eyes. If you stare at the sun for too long, you could burn your retinas, which could cause blindness. Your eyes simply can't handle the power of the sun. Same thing stands for the Almighty God. He is so great and so glorious that we cannot look at Him in our sinfulness and live. We simply can't handle the power of God. And yet we know that through Christ, and only through Christ, can we see Him and live. It didn't look good to those Israelites. They were at the base of Mount Sinai, staring up at the top of the mountain, covered in a dark, ominous cloud. And their leader, Moses, had been called up to the top of the mountain by God, and he was up there for quite some time. Up there alone, talking to God, and he'd been gone for 40 days and 40 nights. People must have wondered what was going on. Perhaps Moses had even died. All they could see was that dark cloud. We hear earlier that it was a thick darkness, Moses described. To the people, it looked like a consuming fire. It was the glory of the Lord, we find out, the visible manifestation of God. A dark cloud covering the mountain so everyone could see that the Lord is on top of the mountain. Now God had called Moses up there to give him the Ten Commandments. Just a few short chapters earlier in chapter 20, God had given the commandments or told the commandments to the Israelites. And now he had inscribed on stone those commandments with his finger. Two tablets, front and back, both containing all the Ten Commandments. Two tablets, so that each side of this covenant could have a copy. This covenant or agreement, this two-sided agreement, is really simple. If the people obeyed the commandments, God would bless them. And if the people didn't obey God's commandments, well then, they'll be punished. And not just any sort of punishment. They would be punished eternally with the devil. So how do those Israelites do in obeying those Ten Commandments? Well, as I said, Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And the people began to worry and wonder where Moses was. So they turned to Moses' brother Aaron, asked them to make a god for them. So Aaron took all their gold, melted it down, and formed a golden calf. When Moses came down from the mountain with the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments in his hands, he could see the people dancing and bowing down to this inanimate idol. God had just given them the Ten Commandments. And here they were, breaking the first and chief commandment, you shall have no other gods. When Aaron gave him the golden calf, he said, here are your gods, O Israel. And yet it was clear all they had to do was look up and see the cloud on top of Mount Sinai and know that's where their God was. All they had to do was look up and see the one true God. But instead, they decided to worship a golden calf made out of their own jewelry. the Israelites couldn't help but sin. The same stands for us. Each and every day we sin. Countless times a day we go against God's commands, and like the Israelites, we too fail to obey even the first commandment. Now, none of us may bow down and worship a golden calf, and yet we're still guilty of that same sin. Instead, we place things as more important in our lives than God. Whether it's work or family or friends or money or our hobbies, things get the top priority in our lives other than the Lord and His Word. And then we are just as guilty of breaking the first commandment as those who bow down and worship that golden calf. Like every human, like the Israelites, Moses too was a sinner. That's why he couldn't see God in His full glory. Now, it is true that in the verses directly before our text, Moses and the elders went up partway to Mount Sinai, and they had a meal before the Lord. And there we see that they saw the Lord and lived. Now, it seems as if they only saw His feet or just below His feet. And a few chapters after our text, Moses asked to see God's glory. And God told him no. He said to him, "You cannot see My face, for no one may see Me and live." You may recall that God allowed Moses to see his back as he passed by. But Moses was not allowed to see God's face. No one can see God's face and live. Why? Because we're sinners. And God is not. God is so holy and so perfect and so glorious that we cannot see Him in our sinfulness and live. We can't even look at the sun in its glorious and radiance and live. Our eyes can't handle it. How much more can we not handle the gloriousness and radiance of the Son of God? He is too great for us, and we are too weak, and we cannot handle seeing Him. So when He came to the Israelites, He came in that dark, ominous cloud, hiding His glory, so they wouldn't die. And even that was too great for the Israelites for them to look. They were frightened of that cloud. Even hearing the voice of God was too much for them, and they asked not to hear His voice. And because they were afraid they were going to die. So in this dark, thick cloud, looking like a consuming fire, you have God coming and talking to Moses and giving him those 10 commandments. How different is that glory of the Lord on Mount Sinai than the glory of the Lord we see on the Mount of Transfiguration. That divine glory, that same divine glory that the people were so afraid of, that looked like a consuming fire, is seen in Jesus Christ. Now, we don't notice that divine glory when we looked at Jesus. He looked just like any other human. Now, He was born like the rest of us. He had to learn how to walk and talk and feed Himself. We learned that He was tired and hungry and He got thirsty. He had to grow in wisdom and stature. He was a man just like every one of us. And yet, hidden in the flesh of Christ is God. Hidden is His divine glory. Now, throughout His ministry, Jesus would give us glimpses of His glory, indications that He truly is God. His miracles come to mind. His miracles prove that He had power from God, and yet He is God Himself. And then there is His baptism. His baptism, which we talk about at the beginning of the Epiphany season. The Holy Spirit came down and landed on Him in the form of a dove. And then the Father spoke from heaven. He said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And then there's transfiguration. Jesus led Peter, James, and John up to a mountain, and there he transfigured before them. His appearance changed. His face shined like the sun. His clothes became radiant, bright, white. Moses and Elijah started talking to Jesus, and then the Father once again spoke from heaven and reiterated the words he said at Jesus' baptism. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And then he added, "Listen to him." The disciples heard the voice. They kind of saw what was going on, but they couldn't look. Jesus was too bright and too glorious that they had to cover their faces. Now this was just a glimpse of Jesus' divine glory. Just a small amount of the radiance that Jesus truly has. And yet it was too much for the disciples to handle. They were afraid, they were scared. They couldn't look. And then it was over. God told them to look up. It was okay. He touched them and Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid." They had just seen the glory of the Lord and they still lived. And then there's Moses. He too saw the glory of the Lord and lived. He couldn't on Mount Sinai. He couldn't on Mount Sinai. Jesus was, God covered himself in a cloud. So Moses couldn't see him. But here on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses is talking with Jesus. Not afraid. We stood before the Lord in his full glorious radiance. Moses isn't the only contrast we see between Mount Sinai and the Mount of Transfiguration. On Mount Sinai, God gave a covenant to the people that we could never keep. No wonder the glory of the Lord was dark and scary. Covenant that God gave on Mount Sinai is the covenant of the law. A covenant that condemns. It looked like a consuming fire, like the consuming fire we all deserve for our sins. But then there's a bright light of Jesus' glory. No hiding himself before sinners in a dark cloud, but graciously revealing himself as the Son of God and God himself. Not in a dark, consuming fire. Not with a law that condemns. But with the bright light of the gospel. Pure right, pure white, because he is pure. Pure white, because he makes us pure. On the Mount of Transfiguration, after the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus set his sight on Jerusalem, setting out to suffer and die, just as we on Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday, will set our sight on what Jesus would do for us. Jesus appeared in that bright white radiance. Give us that glimpse of divine glory, only to humble himself even to the point of death. As on that cross, Jesus took our sins upon himself. He paid for what we have done wrong. He died for all our transgressions. And gave us his perfect life. While we constantly sin against God and break even his first commandment, Jesus kept all the commandments for us, especially the first commandment. And his obedience is now ours. His perfect life is given to us. Jesus promises to come again one day. And when he comes again, he will come in his full glory with the trumpet sound of God and with all the angels. And everyone will know and confess Him as our God and Savior. He promises to take all believers to live with Him in heaven forever. And there in heaven we will see God in His full glory. As John says in his first epistle, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. On earth, we can't see God as He is. He's perfect and holy, and we are not. So in our sinfulness, we cannot lay our eyes upon the Lord and live. But in heaven, we will see Him as He is. Because we shall be like Him. Jesus made us like Him by taking away our sins and giving us His perfect life. We will share in the glory of Christ. And so we will see Him in His full radiance and glory forever. You don't want to look at the sun for too long. Your eyes are too weak and cannot handle it. In the same way on earth, we cannot see the Lord and live. We are too sinful and weak and lowly to handle the power and the glory of the Lord. And yet we will see the Lord shining like the sun. In fact, in heaven, He will be our light and there will be no need for the sun. And we will see Him in His full divine glory as we are like Him, perfect and holy, with all our other believers, singing His praises forever. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.